Word.
Yeah.
And then the lady kept trying to stick up for him, and he was in the wrong, and I was extremely frustrated. Mind you, before that, I already didn't like him because of certain reasons. And me being me, I'm very, when I get mad, I get very mad. So I cursed her out and made her cry. And then when she was crying, I laughed in her face. It sounds very messed up. That's just how it was.
Hey, my name is Legacy from the Perfect 10 Club, and you're listening to 90.7 WGXC ACRA.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Tune in on Monday, July 25th to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Including at 9 a.m., we'll hear from a variety of speakers at the anti-plastic event held in Albany, July 23rd. Then at 11 a.m., Brendan Donegan is playing new music on his Playing Favorites show live from the WGXC Hudson Studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. Deep 3 show after the noon news features Misha Moliv Abado, Alexi.
I can listen to my heart, I can listen to the world, I can listen to my problems. But what I think I need to hear, nice and loud and crystal clear, is about the one who's gonna solve them. That can feel my soul. Oh, on a record or the radio, ain't nothing like a gospel song. Makes me want to sing it all day long. Something about that amazing grace, sound of praise, makes my troubles not seem so strong. Let me hear a heart set free. Holy Bible to a melody. Turn it up and then play it again, play it again. And testify, I was dead and brought to life by the power of my Savior. But if I'm being real with you, sometimes I forget it's true. I could use a reminder. I need something that can fill my
about it? There ain't nothing like a gospel song. Am I right about it? Good morning, Mr. Martin Randall. How are you?
I am very well. Blessed Sunday to all our Brightside listeners.
Amen and amen. I sometimes you got two first names, so I sometimes reverse them. It's Randall Martin for Martin AV Services, our audio engineer extraordinaire. Hallelujah. So good to have you here, my brother. I know you was wondering, where is she? I'm so glad to be back. And all of our Brightside family, hi. I hope you're having a good time in all of this summer heat. Some of you all who love this kind of heat, oh, I know you're happy. But we're happy for you. I got a fan going everywhere I go. I leave one room, I go turn on the fan in the other. I hope that you all are well with this heat wave. And hey, listen, we know someplace hotter, right? So we don't complain. Praise be to God. Well, beloved, we are here. We're back with more music like that. We've got gospel music, music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, beloved, we have it right here on WGXC 90.7 Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, and WGXC.org all around the world. We hope that you will hang in there with us. Let the music minister to you, bless you. And after you've been blessed, have a wonderful day so you can bless somebody else. How about that? That's our goal today, to give you the music for a message that touches the heart, the mind, and the soul. Helping us out today with that goal, we have God's Grace by Mr. Luther Barnes. Release, Ricky Dillard. Yes, He Can by Kane. Here Comes the Joy, Dietrich Haddon. It's Gonna Happen, James Fortune featuring Isaac Carey. And Lord, You Are Good, Mr. Todd Galbraith. We have six songs back to back, 30 minutes uninterrupted music. We're going to start it right now. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Here we go. God's grace. Nothing like it.
God's grace. How you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me, and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
I made it this far.
If you love him, say something about it. Come on.
Anybody believe there's a blessing in the house tonight? Come on, anybody believe there's a blessing? Come on, somebody say it's in the house today. Say it's in the house today.
There's a blessing in the room today. Are you ready? Get ready. It's already been. Are you ready?
Yes, he can. Oh, yes, he did.
You're listening to WTXT 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. WGXC.org online anytime. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is where there's a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here on WGXC with me. We have more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul, and after that, I'll be back with a spiritual social commentary for today. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Mr. James Fortune and Isaac Curry. Lord, you are good. Todd Dobrik coming right up.
Is still here. Is God even listening?
Somebody somewhere needs a breakthrough.
I don't know what you're gonna do.
Responsibilities, all of this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took two steps forward and you took five steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it, and then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, God.
your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You so good to me.
Let's go right here. Everybody lift up your voice.
To Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you.
Somebody say, even if I tried,
if
it wouldn't
I
work.
Try, God, you've been
so good
to me.
Hallelujah to your name, God. Come on, lift up those voices and declare today, Lord,
you are good.
Even if I tried, it wouldn't work because. Come on and lift up your voices.
So good
to me. Come on, say,
Lord,
you've been so good. I don't know why you do it, God, but God knows we're grateful. Of our Savior. So many doors.
So many ways you've made.
So many times. Has He been better than good to anybody? So many doors.
So many ways.
So many times. Tell somebody, you've been better than good to me.
He's been better than good to me, better than good to me. Hallelujah. Better than good to you, too, because we're topside up today. And every day is another day, another chance, another new beginning, a white wall that we get to write on with our lives. I give God praise, glory, and honor this morning. So glad to be here with you again. Hallelujah. And to share. First off, I do want to acknowledge in my opening remarks, I was remiss to acknowledge what a wonderful event the Columbia County or Hudson Rotary, I'm not sure, but I think it's the Rotary of Hudson, had yesterday a high tea, a fundraiser to benefit several organizations in the community. And I'm not going to start naming them because I don't want to leave anybody out. But there were several organizations that were acknowledged for the work that they are doing. And I remember 20 some odd years ago when I came to Columbia County, there was the Rotary then. And I I went and I think I got a certificate, a plaque or something for our service. And it was Sister Elena Mosley and a whole bunch of white men. Praise the Lord. And so now yesterday I saw, and it's a diverse group. And the board membership is all women. Praise God. And so under the leadership of the president, a mentee of Miss Elena Mosley, Miss Juliet Thompson, who I was blessed to see as a little girl, a young woman, a young lady in the teenage years, grow into such a wonderful woman and mover and shaker, and her beautiful daughters. It was a beautiful day, and snaps and claps to all the board members, snaps and claps to Stephanie Marsu, who gave me an invitation, and I was able to join and be there, and it was just wonderful. All right, so beloveds, hallelujah, my spiritual social commentary for today. You know, this music that we get to play, and I hear so many people from near and far. There are people that are in the South. There are people up North who in the East who tell me that they tune in, or even ask, how can I tune in? And tell me that they're being blessed. So I know that you're out there and you're getting blessed. You're getting blessed. And you know that the incredible thing is that God, I don't have to be physically present with you for God to speak to you and God to touch you and God to move. Amen. Some people feel like, oh, you know, I don't go to church. I haven't been in a church in a long time. If I go into church, the walls might collapse and the roof might cave in. And, but God wants you to know the truth, beloved. Hallelujah. And so our music with the message for the heart and the mind and the soul is given to give you the truth. Hallelujah. That there is no mountain high enough. There is no river wide enough. There is no valley low enough to keep God from getting to you. Am I right about it? Listen, I want to share a couple of things in my couple of minutes. From Luke chapter 17, there's this story right about this centurion. And a centurion back in those days in Rome, he was a leader of a group of people in service to the government, right? A military leader. And he had about 100 people, 100 men, absolutely, it was men, not just people, but men, under his command, okay? And so he has a servant that gets sick, and he knows, he heard about Jesus. Come on here, somebody, amen. He heard about Jesus, and he figures that if anybody can help my servant, he's a good man, and he's worth a miracle. He's worthy of being healed. He's worthy of staying here longer and serving me and others. And if anybody can help him, it would be Jesus. And so he sends word to Jesus that I have somebody that's sick, and I want you to come, and I want you to heal him. Hallelujah. And so it gets there in Luke chapter 7, verse 1 to 10, tells us that story, right? The servant goes to see Jesus, and he makes the appeal on behalf of his master, his leader, his administrator, his boss, all right? And he says, look, Jesus, he's a good man. He's a good man, and it's worth you coming to see about his need. Hallelujah. It's worth you coming to see about his need. And so, you know, Jesus is doing what Jesus do, and he's not in any particular rush. He's listening to what the man has to say, and he's making the appeal. It's not too far for you to go. Hallelujah. Will you come? But as he's making his appeal to Jesus, the centurion sends someone else to give the message to tell Jesus, you don't even have to come. You don't even have to come, because I know your power. I know your authority. And if you just speak the word, he says, look, I understand authority. I understand that if I send a word down the ranks to anybody in my service, anybody under my command, and I send that word, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. I don't have to go and tell them. They're going to do it, right? And so he tells Jesus, so you know what? You can just speak the word. You can just speak the word. You don't even have to come. And he even tells Jesus, he says, you know, I don't even think I'm worthy for you to come into my house. Would you just speak the word? Some of us don't feel worthy of a blessing from God. We don't feel worthy from God looking in on us, caring about what we're doing. Somebody done said something to us that have beaten down our own sense of self-worth and value. And we have this this deficit mentality that, you know, it can happen to others, but it won't happen for me. But I want you to know that God sent me to give you a word today. And God is no respecter person. In that verse of God being no respecter person, it talks about punishment. You know, he don't care if you're the richest man in the world. He don't care if you're well connected or what family line you were born in. He don't care if you were born, quote unquote, on the wrong side of the tracks. A day of reckoning is coming, and he's no respecter persons. That's how that scripture reads. But the context I want to use it in this day is that he's no respecter of persons. He will bless from the uttermost to the guttermost, as we often say. Come on and hear somebody. Hear what God is saying today. When Jesus heard this man's message, hallelujah, he wasn't offended that the man didn't come himself. He was glad that God had given him a witness, somebody who could witness to his authority, somebody could witness to his power. Hallelujah. And in the word of God in chapter 7 of Luke, he says in verse 9, when Jesus heard these things, he marveled. He marveled, he turned, and he said to the people that were following him, I say to you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. I have not found that kind of faith that somebody believes that I can just say the word, send it into the atmosphere, and it's going to do what I tell it to do. Well, beloved, I say to you today, we bring you music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We bring you music that you can affirm, Lord, that you can declare, you can make a declaration over your life. Sometimes our songs are confirmations. Hallelujah. For somebody, there's a confirmation. We've been indoors for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Somebody, there's a confirmation or a declaration you can declare. I will have a release, a release. God is able to move through the airwaves, Lord, and bring healing to your house. Come on here, somebody. Healing to your home. I tell people, when you're going through something, hard times call for drastic measures. You got to put this music on in your house. Let it play. Let it saturate the atmosphere. Come on here, somebody. Listen, it won't hurt you, but it'll help you. It'll help break that stronghold. It'll help break that depression. It'll help give you a new perspective and a new vibe, a new attitude. Even through the airwaves, Jesus don't have to show up and stand up in your home to bless you, but he can send you a word. He can speak a word, and he's speaking a word to you today. I come here today to let you know that God is still in the blessing business, and God is no respecter of person. Hallelujah. You may not think you're worthy for him to come by your house, but Jesus said, if you call for me, I'll answer. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Listen, I'm not talking about a genie in a bottle. I'm not talking about a wish on a wishbone or a list on Christmas. But I'm talking about God, who really does care for us and will show up and show himself mighty on our behalf. Do we go through troubles just because we believe God, just because we call on the name of God, just because we ask God to come in? Doesn't mean that we're going to get a quick fix, but God will fix it after a while. Hallelujah. Sometimes he will give a quick fix. Sometimes he will do something instantaneously. But listen, beloved, I have come to live long enough to know that when I'm going through something, God is doing something. And every struggle that I have faced, and there are many in front of me and many beside me and many behind me that can testify to the same. You out there, you know what I'm talking about. The struggles come and they make us stronger. Can you believe that? God will use struggles to help us become who we're supposed to be. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, we get great faith out of great struggle. Yes, we do. Because we find and understand that there's nobody who can help me but the Lord. Mother might want to help. Mother might not. Mother might not be there to help. Mother may not be here any longer. Mother may never have helped. It doesn't matter. You don't have to have that excuse to stay down when you can call on God, who will lift you up. Beloved, I want you to know Jesus, hallelujah, came to show us in the flesh the love that God has for us. mind, body, and soul. And so, beloved, claim your release. Hallelujah. Claim healing for your family today. Hope for your family today. Claim all the blessings that God has in store for you. Claim it into your life. Bring it into your reality. Ask God. Seek God. Know God. He knows. He cares. He sees. Hallelujah. He's not afar off and he's not asleep. But God will take our struggles and turn them into strength. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. And I'm here to tell you it's going to happen. It happens for me. It happens for others. It's happening for you. And if you don't believe, you just stay connected. You don't go nowhere. You stay right there at the foot of the cross, looking up to God and making your requests and petitions known. He'll make that way, a river in the desert. Yes, he will. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. This is Pastor Kim, and that's my spiritual social commentary for today. People of God said amen and amen. We're going to get ready to get up out of here. We got two more songs for you, though. We have Mr. Rance Allen and the Rance Allen Group. God bless the dead. Rance Allen went on to glory a year or so ago, but he left us a treasure trove of music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And here goes one, and it's titled Stay Focused. All right, something has occurred, and so I want to just send prayers.
You can't just turn around, walking by faith, ignoring your fears, leaving the past behind, 'cause you think. Perfect.
is stay focused, beloved. Stay focused. Isn't that what they told us in school since kindergarten? Stay focused. Well, it still works today. Keep your eye on the prize. Keep your eye on the prize. Listen, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Not just in the time of struggle, not just in the time of trouble, but a relationship that you work on every day. Beloved, remember, God loves you. God loves you. Yes, he does. And remember never to forget it. Want to announce that today is Parents' Day. Did you know that? It is Parents' Day in the USA. So if your parents are still here, you know, reach out. In some instances, let bygones be bygones. In other instances, give them their roses while they can smell them. But today is Parents' Day. And next Sunday, a week from today, the Heck Fellowship, Hudson, Chatham, Catskill, and Kingston Fellowship is going to have a service, their 30th anniversary and award service. I'm going to be a recipient of an award. It was something the Lord laid on my heart 30 years ago to bring churches together from the Black African American experience. And so churches have been doing that. It grew from Chatham, Hudson, and Catskill to include Kingston. And the name is changed to the Heck Fellowship from the Chatham, Hudson, Kingston, Catskill Fellowship. But next Sunday at 2 p.m., there's going to be a light lunch till 3 p.m., and then a service, the anniversary award service by 5 p.m. You'll be out. Listen, if you're able to come out, come and join us. Say hi, all right? And come and support the Heck Fellowship churches from around these counties. All right? Listen, it's time for me to get up out of here. But before we do, I just want to say to you, no matter how gray the clouds may be, how dark the sky, the sun is still there. The sun is still here, and the sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip, beloved. Till we speak again, God's blessing be upon you, his grace keep you, his countenance shine on you, and let him give you his peace. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and I'm out.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. It is your strength. Come on and help me sing it.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
The joy.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Somebody need to know today.
The joy of the Lord.
Oh, my joy.